We're picking up on the bottom of Ches Amar Aleph, three lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Reish Lakish, for the Shlakish said, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, when it's written, that Sar Es HaShemayim, that Hashem will hold back the heavens? What does that mean? B'shash HaShemayim Ne'etzarin Milaholid, that it's referring to the time when the heavens are withheld, are held back from bringing rain. Milahori Talamatar. Doma, that's comparable to the Isha Shemechabeles Veina Yoledes. It's comparable to a woman who is in the middle of giving birth and is having labor pains, but yet can't give birth. So too, when the heavens are held back, there is great pain in the world. Behind Amar, Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara, and this is what Reish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, Nemra Atzira B'Gesham V'Nemra Atzira B'Isha. The word Atzira, to hold back, is written in the Torah regarding rain. It's also written regarding a woman in childbirth. Shemar Atzir of Isha. It says the word Atzir regarding women. Shemar the pasuk says, "Ki Atzor Atzar Hashem Ba'ad Kol Rechem." That when Hashem punished the house of Avimelech when Avimelech took Sarah, so it says that Hashem closed up or held back every womb. And similarly, it uses this word of holding back regarding rain. That the heavens are held back. Similarly, the word Leda of giving birth is said with regards to a woman giving birth to a baby. So too, Leda is associated, said with regards to rain. The word Leda appears by a woman. The pasuk says that she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And so too, it's Leda regarding rain. The pasuk says that the rain causes the earth to give birth and to sprout. Similarly, Nemar Pekita B'Isha V'Nemar Pekita B'Gesham, it says the word Pekita, remembering by a woman, and it also says remembering by rain. Nemar Pekita B'Isha, it says remembering by a woman. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, V'Hashem Pakada Sarah, that Hashem remembered Sarah, and Hashem caused Sarah to become pregnant and have a child, Yitzchak. V'Nemar Pekita B'Gesham, so too, the pasuk says Pekita regarding rain. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, Pakada Ha'aretz, that Hashem, you remember the land, V'Toshkaka Ravas, and you watered it a lot in a great way. Tashrena, you enriched it. Peleg Elokim Alimayim, from the pool of Hashem of God, which is filled with water. So again, Hashem waters the earth through rain, and again it says the word pakad to remember, as it does by a woman. The Gemara just finishes off explaining this last pasuk. My peleg elokim, what does it mean? The pool of God, malimayim, that's filled with water. Tana, we learned in a brisa, kamin kuba yesh rakia, there's a certain container in the heavens, shemena geshem yotzen, from there the waters, the rain leaves. So we see these three words, atzar, leda, and pakad, both by rain and also by giving birth. We'll see Rashi will explain why it's important to know that there's a connection between giving birth and rain. Let's see Rashi in the previous Amon Chesam and Aleph, on the bottom line of Rashi, Shechoveles, the woman is in birth pains, Kmo Chevle Yoledes, it's just like the pains of a woman giving birth, Af Hashemayim, so to the heavens, Osen Kane, that's what the heavens are like when they are withheld from having rain. But Kashil Olam, and it's difficult for the whole world, Valchitu, and it's coming because of a sin. I mean, this is not natural, this is obviously a punishment. Nemra, continuing Rashi in the next onward, Nemra Atzir of Isha, it says, hold back by a woman, Klumar Al Kulam of Akshin Racham. Therefore, we have to daven for all of them, just like as we daven for a woman who cannot give birth, so too we must daven when the heavens are not giving rain. Peleg Brecha is a pool. There's a pool of water, and when the Gemara explains, "Come in Kuba, Ohel Malimayim." There's like almost like a tent, some sort of container in the heavens that is filled with water, and that's the source of the rain. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, "My Dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Im L'Shevet Im L'Arsim L'Chesed Yamsi'ehu, that Hashem will cause the rain, in l'shevet, it might be as a rod, meaning as a punishment, in l'artz, it might go to the ground, in l'chesed, or it might be for kindness, yamsi'ehu, Hashem will cause it to be. Imla Shavit, so if it was originally destined to be a punishment, and then we do tshuva, as Rashi will explain, so you have this violent, damaging rain, so Hashem will send it to Baharim Uvugvo, so send it to the mountains and hills where people don't live, and where even though it's a horrible storm, it won't do much damage. Imla Chesed, but if it's for kindness that we improve our actions, so we deserve a blessing, Yamsi Ehu La'artso, God will cause it to go to the land. Some take out that word large. So, the status of a crumb and cause it to go on the fields and vineyards where the rain will be beneficial. Similarly, an additional pshat in the pasuk. Im l'shevet, if it was originally destined to be a punishment, so, and then we do tshuva l'ilanos, that rain will fall on trees, and trees can withstand the heavy rain. Or perhaps the Gemara means im l'shevet, if the rain is a punishment, then Hashem will only send rain to the trees that don't really need it, and Hashem won't send rain to the plants. Im l'arso, or if it's to the ground, that means Hashem might send it to l'zraim, for the seeds, for the vegetables, for the plants that need rain. But im l'chassid, but if it's truly a chassid, yam siyehu baros shichnu maros, and Hashem will cause the rain to fill up the pits and holes and caves and wells, so that we'll even have drinking water. And that is the best bracha at all. There will be so much rain, not only will it water the ground, but it will even fill up the wells. Let's see Rashi on that. Im l'shevet, im gazer kash baruch l'rov gesham l'raf, Hashem had originally decreed that there be a lot of rain in a bad way. Az yordim b'koach k'shevet, so then they come down strong like a rod. Shemaka b'koach, that they hit the ground, they hit the world with force. But then, v'chazir b'tshuva, then if we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moridim al harim u'gvo, so Hashem will cause that damaging rain to simply fall in the mountains and hills. Malkam shein shem ish, where there aren't people there, so it won't be so damaging. Aval im l'chesed, but if Hashem decrees that the rain should be for chesed, for kindness, sheyordim b'nachas, and they'll fall calmly, so then yamsiyehu la'artso la'eretz Yisrael, Hashem will cause it to land on his ground, on Eretz Yisrael, so that it will be beneficial for Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Back into the Gemara. Bimei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. In the days of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, havi kafna umosta. There is both kafna, there is both a drought, there is no rain, umosta, and there is some sort of plague. People are dying because of some sickness. So Amri, they said, hey Chinav, what should we do? Niboy Rachmi Atarti, if we daven for both things to go away, we'll afshir that it's not permissible. We'll see why in the Gemara, why it's not permissible to daven for two things at the same time. Elo li boy rachmi amosa, we should, so they first suggested we should daven for the plague to be removed. The kavta nisbol, and we'll have to bear with the drought. But we can survive a drought, you can't survive a plague that simply kills you. Amr lihu Rishmol bar Nachmani said to them, ni boy rachmi akanfa, no, we should daven for the drought to be removed. D'chi Yahav Rachmana Sova, because when Hashem gives sustenance, L'chai Huda Yahav, He only gives sustenance to those people that He will make sure who will live. So if we daven for Hashem to provide us with rain and a livelihood, so if Hashem decides to give us rain, also in that way, He obviously will decree that we will live. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, Poseach Yadecha must be a lechol chayrat, so Hashem opens up His hand and provides for every living thing according to His desires. So you see, He only provides for those things that are chai, that are living. So therefore, they should daven for the plague to be removed, and by davening for rain, we can also receive life. The Gemara asks, Lo matzlin en atarti, and from where do we know that you can't daven for two things? D'chsev, because the pasuk says, this is in Ezra says, we should fast and ask from Hashem, daven for Hashem on this. Why is he specifically on this? Clearly there is some other thing that he's davening for. And you see, they only daven for this. They would only daven for one thing at a time. B'marava, in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, Amri, they would say, Mishmeder of Chagai, in the name of Chagai Mehacha, that concept is learned from here. That in Daniel it says, V'rachman l'miboy min kadam, Eila Shmaya, that we should daven in front of Hashem, the God of the heavens, Al Raza Dina, on this secret. But again, why does he say specifically we'll daven for this? Clearly there's something else. And yet you see that they would only daven for this, they would only daven for one thing at a time. Let's see Rashi on that. Atarki lo ba'ina in Rachmi's third thin line in Rashi. We don't daven for two things. Ahadadi at the same time, Kiril Kaimon, as we'll learn later on. Niboy Rachmi akanfa, let's daven for the plague. Delasiv sova, so that Hashem will give us sustenance. Umosna livatol memela, and the plague will be nullified, will be removed on its own. Why is that? V'chiyav rachmana sova l'chayhud yahav, because Hashem only provides sustenance for those who are living. L'chayim v'lmesim, for those who are to live and not die. Deino maybe sova k'dei l'hamis b'nei adam, Hashem is not going to cause sustenance and prosperity to come to the world in order to kill people. El k'dei sheyichyu, was only for them to live. So therefore, daven for sustenance, and through that you're also davening for life. As the pasuk says, Maspia l'chol chai, that's when Hashem provides for every person who is living according to his desire. Soveya nosein lubnei adam chayim, that Hashem provides sustenance for those people who are living. Alzos, Ezra and Daniel said, let's daven for this specifically. Alzos, alchada, on one thing, mashma, that's what it implies, only in one and not two. But Ezra ksiv, that pasuk is in Ezra. Al-Raza Dinah, and that pasuk Rashi just helps us out, but Daniel ksiv, that pasuk is in Daniel. Back to the Gemara. V'yimei Rabbi Zera, in the days of Rabbi Zera, Gazer Gzera, the government made a decree that made it forbidden to do certain mitzvos. The Gazer de lo lemeisa v'tanisa, and they made a decree that the Jews are not allowed to declare a fast. Amar lehu Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera said, Nekable ilavan, we should accept upon ourselves a fast, even though we won't fast now, because the government won't allow us. And when the decree from the government is nullified, then we'll sit and we'll fulfill our fast. So why would Rav Zera do that? If they can't fast now, what's the point of accepting the fast now? So Amrile, they said to him, Menalacha, where do you get this from that this is a good idea? Amrilehu, he said, because it says in the Pasuk, this is written regarding Daniel again. Daniel says, "Vayomer Eli," that the angel said to Daniel, "Al tira Daniel, don't be afraid, Daniel. Kimin hayom harishon, from the first day, asher nasatas libecha lahavin lisanos lifnei Elokecha, from the first day that you decided in your heart, you placed in your heart to understand and to fast before Hashem your God, nishmu devarecha, your words were heard." So you see that even just from the time that Daniel accepted upon himself a fast, even before he actually fasted, his prayers were accepted. So you see that even accepting a fast, promising to do a fast, is something worthwhile and can cause our tefillos to be answered. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi dilo leisu b'tani, said the government decreed that the Jews cannot fast. They did not want, so that the Jews cannot daven, that bracha should come to the world to them, meaning the non-Jewish government didn't want the Jews to be able to daven and pray to save them, so they made a decree that it is forbidden to fast. So Rav Zera said, Nikabal Yilavan, we should still accept upon ourselves Yomei Tanisa, fast days, to Mishim Kabbalah, because just the acceptance, Mahanilan will help us, will be beneficial for us. Kitanisa, as much as a real fast itself. V'chibat l'gzira abdin lehu, and then once the decree is removed from the government, we will fulfill the fast, we will do it. From where do you know that you can do this? Klamar d'mahani yavdinan hachi, where do you know that it helps to do this, to just accept upon the fast, even if you can't do the fast? So he says, the pasuk says, "Asher nasata libecha lisanos lifnei Elokecha nishmu devarecha." From the time that Daniel simply accepted upon himself the fast, his words were already heard. Alma mishakibo loved nishmu devarav. We see that just from the time that he accepted upon himself the fast, were his words listened to. Back into the Gemara. Five lines up from the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Afilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu. Even if the years are like years of Eliyahu, meaning when it was a very bad drought and they very, very much needed rain. V'yardu geshem ba'arvei shabbosos. Even if you're in such a bad drought and it rains on Friday, do not think that's a good sign. Einan ela siman klala. That's a sign of a curse that Hashem is still angry at you. Why? Hainu da'amu Rabba Bar Shilo, because that's what Rabba Bar Shilo said, Kasha yoma demitra kiyoma dedina. That a day of rain is as difficult, is as burdensome as the yoma dedina, as Rashi will explain, as the court date. We'll see what that means in a second. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi says, Kishnei Eliyahu, Bimei Achav, in the days of Achav, Shaya Olam Sarach Legeshaman, the whole world needed rain. Dechseva, the Pasuk says, Eliyahu said, Imya Hashanim Ha'ila Tal Matarkim Lifi Dvarai, that there will not be any rain or dew in these years except according to my word, meaning there will not be any rain or dew. So if you're in such a horrible drought and it rains on Friday, Rashi, the Gemara says, Simen Klala, it's a sign of a curse. Shibnei Adam Srichim Lachzer Bashuk, because on Fridays people need to go about the marketplace, Liknas to the Shabbos to buy for their Shabbos meals, and if it rains, it makes it much more difficult. In those days when the dirt road will be muddy, either way, even now, it's harder to travel. And if it rains on Friday, that's not a good sign, because Friday is a time when we don't want rain, so it's easier to go to the marketplace. Kashi Yoma Dimitra, continuing Rashi, that days of rain are as difficult. Shame b'nei adam yichol nasa sarachim, people can't do whatever they need to do. Kiyoma dedina, as a day of court. What does that mean? Sheni v'chamishi, on Mondays and Thursdays. Shemizkabsim b'nei adam ladun im chavereihem, that people would gather together to judge with their fellows. Kitakanasa Ezra, as this was a decree of Ezra that the courts would meet on Mondays and Thursdays. So on those days, sheish homos, v'kolos, v'avashos, that there's lots of commotion and sounds and distractions. So biyom hageshamim, kiyom hadin, that there are all these distractions and noises and burdens and burdens on a day of rain, just like on a court day, that the marketplace is difficult to get through, it's difficult to get anything done. Uber Shabbos kol shechin dekashi mitra, and so if rain falls on Friday, certainly it's very difficult. If rain falls on any day, it makes life difficult. All the more so on Friday, when many more people need to be going to the marketplace. Okay, back into the Gemara. So again, we just said that rain sometimes makes it difficult to do things in the marketplace. And on Fridays, it's very difficult. So the Gemara says, last thin line, Amar Mimar, Mimar said, Elo de Tzarech Lebriyasa, if we do not need rain for the creation, for people and everything to live, we would daven and nullify, we would daven to have rain removed, because it makes everything so difficult. We only don't do that because obviously we need rain to survive. Let's see back to Rashi, where it left off. There's this Rashi's one line by the two dots in Rashi, behind the Dhamma Rashila, as Rashila said, that again, that rain is very difficult. That we would want to remove rain because it's a difficulty for people, and people can't, move about. They can't go and come. Back into the Gemara. V'amar v'yitzchok said, Shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah l'aniyim, that if it's sunny on Shabbos, so that's a charity for poor people, gives poor people a day to rest and to enjoy a nice day outside. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'zarcha lachem yirei shemi," that the sun will shine for you, those who fear my name, meaning those who keep Shabbos. Shemesh, the sun will shine for them. Tzedakah marpei, it will be charity and it will heal them. V'amar Rav Yitzchak said, another statement about rain. Gadol yom hageshamish afilu pruta shebekis misbarecha. So day of rain is so great that even just the money, the coins that you have in your pocket, will be blessed through it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Laseis matar artzacha bito," that Hashem will give the rain in your land at the proper time. Uvarich kol masei yadecha, and bless all the works of your hands. So even things that are not dependent on rain, besides for the crops and agriculture, all of our business dealings, everything we do is blessed on the day of rain. We'll see Rashi on that. Tzedakah l'aniyim, sun on Shabbos is a charity for poor people. Shemis adnin ba, that they enjoy it. V'noach lahem, it's nice for them. Yom barur, a nice clear day. U'mischamen ba b'yom atzina, they can also warm up in the sun when it's cold. Yirei shemi, those who fear my name. Yishomer Shabbos, people who are Shomer Shabbos. So So sun on Shabbos is a nice thing for them. Prudah should be kissed the coins in your pocket. Afila ma'isa yadayim, even the work of your hands. She'enos reichon legeshav misbarachon, that don't really need rain, yet they are blessed on a day of rain. Let's see back in the Gemara. Va'amar Rav Yitzchak said, Eina bracha mitsuya el b'davar samay min ha'ayin. Blessings are only found with things that are hidden, covered from the eye. Shinamar Yitzav Hashem Yitcha Asa Bracha Be'asamech. Hashem will command to you, give to you His brachos. Literally, Be'asamech means in your silos. The Gemara Darshan's Asamech means some way, means hidden. That if something is out in the open, so then it can't grow. But if something is hidden, so then Hashem allows for there to be brachos in that thing. Tana Be'er Rishmal, the house of Rishmal, the Yeshiva Rishmal taught similarly. Ein habracha mitzuya al b'davar shein ha'ayin shalat dispo, that the brachas are only found by things that the eye does not rule over, meaning that are not seen, that are hidden. Shneamar, as Pasuk says again, Yisav Hashem Yitcha Asa Bracha Ba'asamecha, that Hashem commanded a blessing for your silos. Again, but silos, we read as samoy, meaning things that are hidden. Based on this, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a b'raisa, Hanichnas Lamud Esgarno. If someone is about to go measure his silo, before he measures it, Omer, he should say, Yihira Tzalma Fanacha, Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, Hashem, Shetishach Bracha V'Maseyadena, that you should send a bracha in our handiwork. Because before we count it, it's still possible there will be a bracha. His Cholaman, but if you begin to count, Omer, you should say Baruch, you should say a bracha, Bracha Ta Hashem, Hashaleach Bracha B'Kriya Zeh. Blessed are you, Hashem, who sends, who's sending right now a bracha in this pile of grain, because you're beginning to count it right now. Madar, but once you've already counted it, V'achar Kach Birch, and only after you make a bracha, that thank you Hashem for sending, you are the one who sends brachos, harezu tfila shav, that is a worthless prayer, because once it's been counted, so no more brachos can come, Hashem can't make it, won't make it any bigger, once you've already counted it. L'fi she'en ha'bracha misliyo, lo b'davar shakov, lo b'davar madar, lo b'davar amanoi, because brachos are only found, are not found in things that are weighed, or measured, or counted. Only things that are hidden can a bracha be found. Let's see Rashi on that. Baruch HaShaleach Bracha. Blessed is the one who sends brachos when you count your, about to count your silo. Rashi says, Umazkir Ba'amalchus, you say Hashem's name, but you say, you know, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you say that He's the King of Azkar, and you use Hashem's name, Kachol Brachos Kum, like all other Brachos. Harezu Tefila Shav, but if you make the Bracha after you count it, this is a worthless prayer, V'shuv Ein Bracha Nechnasas, because once you've counted it, there can't be any more Bracha. Our Gemara and Rashi says that when you count your silo, you make a real Bracha with Hashem's name. The Mishnah Berurah says that that was only true in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they took off Truma and Meiser from their grain, from their produce, because we'll see later on that that is what causes the bracha. But nowadays, when we don't take up Truma and Meiser, it's at least on a deraisa level. So, if a person owns a silo and is counting his grain, he would say the bracha, but he would say it without Hashem's name.